Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've tuned in to today's revision session. Whether you're cramming the night before your exam or building your knowledge week by week, this podcast is designed to give you everything you need on one of the most important vocabulary themes in GCSE, German local, national, international, and global areas of interest. This theme appears across all four skills in your exam: listening, speaking, reading, and writing. That means the vocabulary and grammar structures we cover today will help you earn marks no matter which paper you're sitting. So grab a pen, find a quiet spot, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. This theme is divided into four layers, moving outward from your immediate surroundings to the wider world. Think of it like dropping a stone in a pond, the ripples spread outward. First, your local area. Die Heimat or Die Gegend, your town, your neighborhood. Then your national context, Deutschland, Österreich, die Schweiz, the German-speaking countries. Then the international level, das Ausland, meaning abroad. And finally, the global scale, die Welt, the world. Now let's build your vocabulary layer by layer, starting locally. Your town, die Stadt, contains key places. The town hall is das Rathaus.
The shopping center ist das Einkaufszentrum.
The market square is Der Marktplatz. The pedestrian zone, Die Fußgängerzone, is a great higher tier word. And for describing your area, you might say,
Meine Stadt ist lebhaft, my town is lively, or Es gibt leider viel Verkehr.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of traffic.
Moving to social issues, die sozialen Probleme.
These are crucial for higher tier. Poverty is Die Armut.
Homelessness ist die Obdachlosigkeit. Unemployment ist die Arbeitslosigkeit.
Notice the pattern. Those keet endings are feminine nouns. That's a brilliant grammar trick. Nouns ending in height, keet, jung, shaft are always feminine. Die.
So die Gesellschaft, society, die Umweltverschmutzung, pollution, die Arbeitslosigkeit, unemployment. Remember, height, keet, und shaft, always die.
Now the environment, die Umwelt. Climate change is der Klimawandel. Recycling is just recycling. A cognate. Brilliant. Renewable energy is die erneuerbare Energie.
Pollution ist die Umweltverschmutzung. A great opinion phrase. Ich bin der Meinung, dass der Klimawandel ein ernstes Problem ist. I am of the opinion that climate change is a serious problem.
Notice the das clause sending the verb to the end. That's a key, higher tier grammar structure.
For tourism and travel, der Tourismus und das Reisen.
Sites or tourist attractions are die Sehenswürdigkeiten, plural.
Accommodation ist die Unterkunft.
Kazoo journey ist die Reise.
Abroad ist im Ausland. A useful phrase. Letztes Jahr bin ich ins Ausland gefahren. Last year I traveled abroad.
That's the perfect tense with sein because fahren is a movement verb for global issues. Global Fragen.
Hunger ist der Hunger, wahr ist der Krieg. Refugees are die Flüchtlinge. Aid ist die Hilfe.
A powerful sentence. Es ist wichtig, dass wir den Flüchtlingen helfen. It is important that we help refugees. Again, das sends the verb to the end, and Flüchtlingen is in the dative plural, an impressive structure. Now let's look at the three grammar structures you absolutely must know for this topic. Structure one, the perfect tense. The perfect tense for talking about the past. You need haben or sein as the auxiliary plus the past participle at the end. Regular verbs, G plus stem plus T.
So spielen becomes gespielt. Irregular verbs must be learned. Fahren becomes gefahren. Gehen becomes gegangen. Sehen becomes gesehen. Movement verbs, use sein. Ich bin gefahren. I traveled. Ich bin gegangen, I went.
Everything else usually takes haben. Ich hab gemacht, I did. Structure two, the future, future tense. The simplest way is word in plus infinitive at the end.
Ich werde, I will.
Do worst, you will.
Sie. Es wird, hey, she, it will. Wir werden, we will. Ihr werdet, you all will.
See word in, they or you, formal will.
Example. In der Zukunft werde ich umweltfreundlicher leben. In the future, I will live more environmentally friendly.
Structure 3. Relative Sätze, relative clauses. These are the mark earners at higher tier.
use der, die, das, but they change according to case. The verb goes to the end of the relative clause.
Example: Das ist die Stadt, die ich sehr schön finde. That is the town which I find very beautiful.
Die agrees with Stadt, feminine.
Another: Das ist das Problem, das mich besorgt. That is the problem that worries me.
Das agrees with problem, neuter. Examiners love relative clauses. Use them. Right, let's talk exam strategy. These are the tips that separate a grade 4 from a grade 7 or 8. Tip 1, use 3 tenses. Examiners at higher tier expect past, present, and future. A simple formula: start with the present statement, add a past experience, finish with a future intention.
Ich wohne in einer Großstadt. I live in a big city. Letztes Jahr habe ich eine Reise nach Berlin gemacht. Last year I made a trip to Berlin. In der Zukunft möchte ich im Ausland wohnen. In the future, I would like to live abroad.
3 tenses, 3 marks potential. Tip 2. Justify your opinions.
Don't just say, ich finde die Umwelt wichtig. I find the environment important.
Add while, because, and send the verb to the end. Ich finde die Umwelt wichtig, weil wir den Planeten schützen müssen. I find the environment important because we must protect the planet. That while clause is worth extra marks every single time. Tip 3. Beware false friends in listening and reading. The most famous one for this topic is Das Gymnasium. This does not mean a gym for exercise. It means a grammar school, an academic secondary school. The word for a gym or sports hall is Die Turnhalle or Das Fitness Studio. Another trap: sensibel does not mean sensible, it means sensitive. The German for sensible is vernünftig. Tip 4. In speaking, never give one-word answers.
If the examiner asks, wie ist deine Stadt?
What is your town like? Don't just say gut. Good.
Sei, meine Stadt ist ziemlich lebhaft, obwohl es manchmal zu viel Verkehr gibt. My town is quite lively, although there is sometimes too much traffic.
The word obwohl, although, is a brilliant connective that sends the verb to the end and immediately signals higher tier language. Tip 5. In writing, check your adjective endings. After eine, in the nominative masculine, the adjective takes ein großer Park.
After die in the nominative feminine, eine schöne Stadt. After das in the nominative neuter, ein altes Rathaus.
Getting these right shows grammatical accuracy and earns marks in the accuracy strand. Time for your quickfire quiz. I'll give you the English. You say the German. Ready? Go.
The environment. Die Umwelt. Climate change. Der Klimawandel. Unemployment. Die Arbeitslosigkeit. Refugees. Die Flüchtlinge.
The town hall. Das Rathaus.
Abroad. Das Ausland. Pollution. Die Umweltverschmutzung. Society. Die Gesellschaft. Renewable energy. Die erneuerbare Energie. Tourism. Der Tourismus.
How did you do? If you got 8 or more, you're in great shape. If not, go back and review the vocabulary tables in the study guide. And remember, learning words in thematic groups makes them stick much better than random lists. Let's wrap up with your 5 key takeaways from today. 1. This theme covers local, national, international, and global vocabulary. All 4 layers matter. 2. Remember the gender rule. Nouns ending in height, keet, ung, and shaft are always feminine. Die. 3. Use 3 tenses in writing and speaking. Past, present, future. This is non-negotiable at higher tier. 4. Justify every opinion with while or D, because, and send the verb to the end. Examiners reward this every time. 5. Watch out for false friends, especially Das Gymnasium, which means a grammar school, not a gym. Thank you so much for listening.
You've got this. Viel Erfolg bei deiner Prüfung.
That means good luck in your exam. Keep revising, keep practicing, and I'll see you in the next episode. Tschüss.